Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. They'll beat you, bash you, squish you, mash you, chew you up for brunch, and finish you off for dinner or lunch.
If you're going to be out wandering the spooky Halloween streets tonight, we have just the thing for you. The Field Guide to Monsters will help you identify and protect yourself against unnatural creatures, great and small. It features size comparison charts and checklists covering everything from the fly to Frankenstein's teenage monster. Dave Elliott wrote The Field Guide to Monsters, and he joins us now. Welcome.
Oh, thank you very much.
This is a big year for monsters. It's the 50th anniversary of Godzilla.
That's right. Godzilla, I think, has always been one of my favorites. I think when I first saw him as a kid and you saw this huge monster, it was just nothing was going to stand in his way. And I think as a kid, you're just seeing big buildings getting trashed, seeing, you know, tanks being blown up. It was just the coolest thing.
Now, a child watching Godzilla today may not be scared so much as entertained. I mean, do our notions of monsters evolve over the decades?
Yeah, I mean, it was one of the things that I realized, you know, putting this book together, is that it's in our DNA now. We love to be scared. And throughout history, I think there has always been something that has been created to scare us.
So is there a bit of sociology in this book, if you flip through it?
Not really. It's just the whole point. What we really wanted to do is everyone loves a good field guide. If you're into anything, it's like a field guide is a must have, you know, as far as how big they are, how old they are, where you're likely to see them. And it was just almost criminal that there wasn't one for monsters.
You've got an entry here for The Killer Tomatoes, described as a relative of Mr. Potato Head.
Yes.
Look at the giant tomato, Martha.
I didn't know they'd grown so big, Jess.
You got little Timmy.
Of course, yeah.
Eat him all up.
That's from our vegetable section.
People are frightened by vegetables?
Oh, particularly kids. Yeah, I mean, if you've ever seen the look on the face of trying to give your kid a piece of broccoli and some peas along with their pasta, yes.
What frightened you as a child?
There was a TV show which I think has aired occasionally on PBS here called Doctor Who. And there was Doctor Who, and he had these villains that went around. They were basically, they looked like upside-down dustbins called the Daleks. And I would regularly hide behind the couch. But like any kid, I'd hide behind the couch, but my eyes would be peering over the top, unable to, you know, tear away from the screen.
Who do you imagine is your audience for this book?
It's every age from 5 and 6 up to 90. Yes, there's some very modern and very familiar monsters here, but there's a lot of monsters that a lot of people won't be familiar with unless, you know, you can remember the 50s or even the 40s and 30s even.
Can you list some of those monsters from the 50s that people may not recognize?
Well, the crab monster is the one that, strangely enough, I didn't think that it would crop up, but the crab monster is something that's stuck in a lot of people's heads. The crab monsters were these great giant crabs that fed on human brains. And the more brains they ate, the stronger they became, to the point where they could literally smell your brain from miles away. Then there's them. The giant ants. These are all stories from the 50s where people were affected by radiation, and everyone said, oh, well, you know, Hollywood was pushing the story that, oh, radiation is going to mutate everything. But it was just a reflection of the time.
So what are some modern-day monsters, and what do they say about the politics of our time?
I think monsters have always been a picture of the unknown. You know, you go back to the time of the original Dracula book when, you know, other countries were still a mystery to us, and being a mystery also meant be something to be potentially fearful of. So I think, you know, the current monsters, I think the two monsters that people bring up the most from this book is Chucky. Chucky is the little plastic toy whose soul was basically possessed by the soul of a murderer, which really strikes a chord with kids because of the toy aspect. You know, it's kind of being scared of the things you play with. And the other one that I think the parents choose as the one who scares the most is Hannibal Lecter, because he's the one who is witty, he's intelligent, but 5 minutes alone with him and he's eating your liver. So it's kind of, it's like you can't judge what you see. I think in the 1930s with Frankenstein and Dracula, there was and even in the 50s, the monsters you saw were those, the big ones. They were 60 feet high, 50 feet high, and were clearly a monster. And I think the more today's monsters are the ones that you're not quite sure of. It's the Norman Bates and the Hannibal Lecters.
Dave Elliott is the author of A Field Guide to Monsters. He joined us from our studios in New York. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.